Good evening, and now the news in detail. Patriotic Front Faction Secretary General Rafael Nakachinda has cautioned party members and Frontier Alliance partners who are positioning themselves to succeed the late President Edgar Lungu to refrain from such actions. He has emphasized that the party will allow due process in selecting a successor after the funeral. Addressing party members in Dola during the memorial service for the late sixth president, Edgar Lungu, Mr. Nakachinda has reiterated that the party has a clear process in place which will be followed transparently when choosing the next leader of both the party and the alliance. While acknowledging the right of individuals to position themselves for leadership, Mr. Nakachinda has stressed that now is not the appropriate time as the party is currently in a period of mourning.
It's not a crime to be ambitious unless your ambition not be destructive. There is a process within the party and we are here to be transparent so that a board of this leader will be met. Fortunately, Sutukana in a manner that is not orderly will not be tolerated. We have a strict responsibility to redeem the Gambian people in 2026.
And speaking at the same event, the PF Copper Belt Provincial Chairperson, Steji Mwale, has warned provincial structures to be vigilant against those attempting to use the mourning period to campaign for leadership positions, stating that such behavior would not be tolerated within the party. The Council of Churches in Zambia has urged all political players to refrain from using the passing of Zambia's sixth Republican President Edgar Lungu as a political battlefield. CCZ General Secretary Reverend Emmanuel Chikoya says that this is a time for the nation to mourn the former head of state with dignity, respect and unity. He has noted with concern that some political leaders are attempting to exploit this moment for personal or partisan gain at the expense of the Zambian people who deserve space to grieve and honor Mr. Lungu's legacy. RT Reverend Chikoya has strongly appealed to political leaders to prioritize the nation over political interests. He said divisive rhetoric, including hate speech and tribal sentiments, not only risks plunging the country into turmoil, but also deeply wounds the Christian values upon which Zambia is anchored.
Sister has noted it, concerned that some political players are attempting to exploit across the divide at this moment for personal or partisan gain at the expense of the Zambian people, who deserve space to grieve and honor Dr. Lungu's legacy. We strongly appeal to political leaders to prioritize the nation over political interests. True leadership is demonstrated by putting the people first, especially during times of national grief. Death must bring us together rather than pull us apart. It is said, blessed are those who go to a house of mourning, for they indeed shall be comforted.
Two have died while five others have sustained injuries following a road traffic accident which occurred yesterday around 16:30 hours along the Great East Road near Luangwa Bridge Market within the jurisdiction of Luangwa Traffic Police. Police spokesperson Reha Monga has identified the deceased as Violet Mwanza, 19, and Margaret Mwanza, 17, both of Nyangu Village in Chief Mpasha's chiefdom. Mr. Hamonga said the accident involved a stationary Toyota Hilux belonging to the Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, which was driven by Kelvin Wope, and a Sinotruck owned by Shane Carriers, which was driven by 28-year-old Alinota Mutanganama from Garden Compound, Lusaka. He said preliminary investigation suggests that the Sinotruck driver lost control of the vehicle due to excessive speed then collided with motor cables, striking several pedestrians before crashing into the stationary Toyota Hilux, which led to the truck overturning. Mr. Munga has identified the other pedestrians as Evelyn Mwale, who sustained a fractured left leg and a deep cut on her right leg, Regina Mwanza, Doreen Daka, and Elizabeth Njovu all sustained slight injuries, and Daniel Nyango from Meanwood, Lusaka, who also sustained minor injuries. He said all five injured pedestrians are currently receiving treatment at Katondoe Mission Hospital in Mwanga, Beira, while the bodies of the deceased have been transported to the hospital's mortuary, awaiting post-mortem examination and burial arrangements.
All the five injured are currently admitted at Katondoe Mission Hospital in Mwanga, Beira, while the two bodies of the deceased have been deposited at the same hospital awaiting post-mortem and burial. Preliminary investigations indicate that the accident occurred when the driver of the snowplow lost control due to excessive speed, subsequently hitting market tables and several pedestrians, then colliding with the stationary Toyota Hilux before the truck overturned.
The President of the Republic of Honduras, Xiomara Castro, says that Zambia and her country should cement its relations and share economic agreements in areas of agriculture, mining, and tourism. President Castro has accepted the letters of credence from Zambia's ambassador to the United States, Dr. Chibamba Kanyama, accrediting him as a non-resident ambassador of the Republic of Zambia to the Republic of Honduras with residence in Washington, D.C. The credentials ceremony was held at the Presidential Palace of Honduras in the capital of Tegucigalpa on Friday, June 13, 2025. In her opening remarks, President Castro, who was accompanied by Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, Javier Soto, expressed happiness with the renewed bilateral relations between Zambia and Honduras. And Dr. Kanyama underscored President Hakainde-Hichilema's readiness to work closely together with Honduras to promote economic growth and development through increased interaction, investment, cooperation, and collaboration. This is according to a statement issued by First Secretary Press and Public Relations at the Zambian Mission, Washington, D.C., Charles Tembo.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia Revenue Authority says it has taken significant steps to enhance its capacity to monitor and verify tax compliance among multinational corporations operating in the country. ZRA Manager for Domestic Tax Policy, Michael Mulea, has announced that Zambia has officially joined the Global Forum on Transparency and Exchange of Information for Tax Purposes. He says this move is aimed at combating illicit financial flows and ensuring that multinational companies contribute their fair share of taxes. Ms. Mulea has explained that with the increasing number of multinational corporations in Zambia, it has become more challenging to verify whether they are accurately declaring taxes. He has emphasized that joining the Global Forum will enable Zambia to exchange tax information with jurisdictions around the world, a key measure to improve transparency and tax compliance.
With this membership, it will enable us to exchange tax information with other jurisdictions across the world on a number of tax issues. A number of multinational corporations that are operating within Zambia and in other jurisdictions. So in order for us to know whether these multinational corporations are declaring the correct taxes, it may not give us sufficient information on our end. But it's the fact that we are members of the Global Forum is able to request other jurisdictions to give us information on the operations of these multinational corporations. In that regard, to be able to change illicit financial flows, that there are also illicit financial flows that are going on. To this membership, I think, we also help us to get that update.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
The head of the UN Peacekeeping